Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Anime Summit News. My name is Sam, your favorite Anime Summit podcast host. At least I hope I am. Let's be serious. Your favorite's probably Danny. Or Nick, because he trolls a lot. And y'all are a bunch of trolls. I know all of you. I know you guys. You guys are a bunch of bitches. Anyway, welcome to the Anime Summit News. Today is December 28, 2018. End of the year. It's after the holidays. I am full of food from family gatherings, and I'm extra fat, so let's get to it. I gotta give a shout out to someone in our Discord, Demi Point. They're super cool. They've been a part of our Discord for a while, and they liked the newscast, and they were giving me positive feedback on it, and they were saying, you know, can I suggest that you take like a minute or two to mention some anime, some upcoming anime? And I said, you know what, that's a good point, because sometimes I forget that not everyone, you know, checks the mail seasonal or checks, you know, most of the people in our Discord, I think, do. But Demi Point's not on our Discord that often. And I think they just more so listen to us instead of popping in our Discord as often as some other people do. And, you know, it might be a good way to mention it to the people who don't use Anachart and my anime list and things like that. So I thought that would be a good idea. So I'm going to do that. I got a little list right here. And we are going to get to it, okay? Here's some anime to be hyped for. Fire Force. It's like about a firefighting squad. Firefighters. A squad of firefighters. But they have like magical powers and shit to fight huge fires. It's super sick. It looks super sick. The trailer came out today and it's by David Productions. I suggest watching that. I think it looks super cool. We also got Konosuba and Tanya the Evil are both coming out with films, so that's super sick. I mean, Tanya the Evil and Konosuba, I would say more so Konosuba than Tanya the Evil. They're both pretty successful. I think that why not try and, you know, build on that franchise a little bit? And that makes a lot of sense, you know what I mean? So why not try and make movies? Most animes nowadays get movies, so it's like, what the hell, why not? I want to see a Konosuba movie. I'm sure that'll be sick to watch. So, yeah, there's those. Kakeragui Season 2. Psychopass Sinners of the System Movie Trilogy. Dude, that's right. Psychopass Movie Trilogy. Sinners of the System. It's pretty hype. That's pretty hype, I think. Data Live 3. For those of you who are into Data Live, it's not like a super good show, but like a lot of people like it simply because it's the show in a nutshell is about waifus. And like the main guy is like, oh, waifus, and his life is a dating sim and whatever. And there's action and whatever. But anyway, Data Live 3, there hasn't been a new Data Live for like a couple of years. I would say probably say over 3 years or so. So that's pretty cool. Data Live 3. Then Kimono Friends 2. And the reason I bring that up is because it's actually a really popular show, number one. Number two, I know there was like some controversy. Like halfway through the first season, they like had some staff changes and some other shit happen. Some other crazy shit like that. And people were butthurt and raging about it. More so than any other kind of thing, in my opinion, from what I saw. I don't know. Kimono Friends to me is like not that hype or whatever, but it's really popular and a lot of people like it. So a lot of people were tripping. I know Nick likes it. When you see it, right? Like when you see key visuals of it or trailers or clips of it or whatever, you like think, oh yeah, this would be a show Nick likes. He's a fucking troll, right? But it's like, no, it's actually like a popular show. People like it. So there you go. Oh, Boogie Pop Phantom 2019. That's what I'm hyped for. That's this next coming season, winter. Boogie Pop Phantom, like, okay, so the last anime adaptation that happened was the one I made, like, Nick watch, and that one was from, like, the early 2000s, I think. There's actually several, like, novels of it and, like, different arcs of Boogie Pop Phantom and things like that. And that anime adaptation adapted, like, the middle of it. It's like they wrote some books, did the anime, and then wrote some more other shit after that. And so it doesn't make sense if you weren't there from the beginning. And we didn't get those novels, like, in the beginning. So it's like, how does this anime doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? But in a nutshell, Boogie Pop Phantom is like the Grim Reaper. And she comes to deal the death, if you know what I'm saying. I liked Boogie Pop Phantom when I was younger, like in junior high, because I was like edgy and I was like a, you know, I was like an edgy emo kid. So I was like, oh my God, yeah, kill people. Boogie Pop Phantom's awesome. She's a badass. Kill people, yeah. But like, this is actually, I think this is, I don't, I gotta read more about it, but I'm pretty sure this is set to reboot it from the beginning. So, for those who want to hop on the Boogie Pop train, this would be the time to do it, in my opinion. that being said, there's your hypeness. Something. Oh wait, one more thing before I get into the actual news part. Actually, this is kind of big news anyway. So like, let's get into the news. This is also an upcoming thing, but it's also super hype. For those who don't know what Orphan is. O-R-P-H-E-N, Orphan, or in Japan it's known as Sorceress Stabber Orphan. This was a fucking, it was a novel and then a manga. And then they made an anime in, I think, let me look it up. I have it right here. 1998, and it was produced by ADV Films in America. I don't know who did the second one. Oh, now it's by Sentai Filmworks. But anyway, there was two seasons of it, 24 episodes each. And that went from 98 to 2000. And it was about a character named Orphan. And he's kind of like this wizard fucking guy with a fucking cool sword. And his teacher, Azalee, is like... he's like his foster sister and his teacher. And they were from the same orphanage. And she tutored him in, like, magic and shit. I don't really know. I don't really remember much of it. Because I've only seen the first season. And that's when I was, like, super young. And I watched it on VHS tapes. But they made a PS2 game out of it, too. Which was, like, an action-adventure game. The PS2 game did come out in America, too. I think you can still find it, like, on eBay, I'm sure. But the main character, Orphan, is the character you play, and then you have the fucking sword, and you're a sorcerer, and you're kicking people's asses and shit. Anyway, the news is, sorry, I went off into like an Orphan history tangent. The news is that Shotaro Morikubo, the guy who played the voice in the original anime, is set to play him in a new anime adaptation that's going to be more true to the novel series, which is the original stuff. More true to the novel series, and it's coming out in 2019, sometime in 2019. I don't know when in 2019, but for those of you who are hype about Orphan, or you know about Orphan, or you watched it when you were younger, or you know about it, dude, there you go, new Orphan anime. I'm excited. I remember the original and being pretty hype about it. I'm actually kind of excited to see there be a new adaptation of it. So yeah, there you go. That's the first piece of news. Okay, let's go down. Oh, so speaking of the holidays, after the holidays, and I don't know, you're going to hear this. By the time you hear this, I think it'll still be going on. For those of you who are hearing this after it's over, I think it ends like January, the first weekend of January or something like that. I don't remember. But Right Stuff Anime Holiday Hangover Sale. Go to Right Stuff Anime. They're not sponsoring this, okay? I'm just saying because the Sentai Filmworks sale is over, you know? Just go there. Holiday Hangover. Boom. Holiday Hangover sale. After holiday sales. Okay. This is kind of a light news week. Okay. So I got one big piece of news at the end. And here's some other pieces of news for the day. Bandai begins selling cosplay made for pets. You fucking heard. Cosplay made for your dog and your cats. There's Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball themed costumes, and I don't know, it's Bandai collaborating with the pet product store Petio, must be a Japanese pet store chain in Japan, but the Sailor Moon ones are going to be like $28, and the Dragon Ball ones are going to be like 23, 24 in US dollars. Okay, so like obviously if you were going to buy these, you know, they'd probably mark it up here. But there's also going to be like Vegeta's costume from what I hear. But yeah, the picture is super fucking funny. Like there's like a Shiba Inu and Goku's iconic orange gi. That's just hilarious to me. I gotta buy a costume for Smokey. We get Smokey a Goku outfit, and we'll get Luna a Sailor Moon outfit. That'll be funny. So there you go. If you have a dog face Johnson or a cat face Johnson, there you go. Free chapters of manga on free comic book day. If you okay, so I know a lot of the people on our Discord are comic nerds also. Shout out to them. So you know what free comic book day is, okay? It's a fucking awesome holiday where you know, you go to the your local comic store and you get free comics. A lot of them are previews of things or they're the first issue of something. They're normally marked with the free comic book day label on the front, or they have their own kind of variant cover for being on free comic book day. And that's going to be Saturday, May 4th. It's normally in the springtime, so that's when it is that year or this year. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of manga chapters available here in America for that, produced by Viz Media. Shout out to Viz. Viz has been around for a long time. Holy crap. Viz has been around for so long. I can remember buying Dragon Ball comic books and Pokemon comic books and yeah, like not mangas, like books, like the comic, the little magazines. Like there, I think I might still have one of them. I gotta find it. But there's gonna be chapters of My Hero Academia, The Promised Neverland, which is another anime you should be hype about, by the way. I totally should have mentioned that one in the hype section. But yeah, Promised Neverland, Ryo Takamasaki's Pokemon I Choose You manga adaptation of the film by the same name, Pokemon Adventures from Viz, Kino's Journey, The Beautiful World. There's going to be a sampler of Cardcaptor Sakura's Collector's Edition by Clamp. A bunch of them, dude. There's going to even be some Robotech I'm reading here. So that's really cool. More manga on Free Comic Book Day is definitely appreciated. Manga fans are going to have more fun with that. Because, you know, on Free Comic Book Day, normally it's dominated by, you know, Marvel and DC and Image and Icon and all those comics and companies and stuff like that, which is like, that's how it started. But like now they're starting to become more diverse in having more manga, free chapters of manga. If you go to the link, you can see the cover for My Hero Academia, and it's got the free comic book day label on the top too. So grab a couple of those. Some of these turn out to be rare, by the way. You could grab some of these and it's like, oh, it's the free comic book day edition. It's rare. And so, yeah, there you go. Okay, here's my big two pieces right here. Actually, wait, I got three. I got one medium. I got one medium and then two big. Here we go. Here's the medium. Dragon Ball Super Broly anime film earns 2 billion yen in 11 days. 2 billion yen, which is $18.1 million, US dollars. In the first 3 days, it earned about 1 billion, which is about 9 million US dollars. And then it rose from there to the $18.1 million. Now, that number was posted on Christmas. So that was 3 days ago. So now it's 14 days in the theater right now. You can only imagine, maybe it's slowed down by now, but you can imagine like what it's at now. That's pretty hype. I'm really excited to see Dragon Ball Super. I know some Dragon Ball fans and Dragon Ball content creators I follow on Twitter, they have already seen the film and said it was really super, super sick. So I'm excited to see that. I'm going to see it when it comes in theaters. Hopefully. Maybe I'll go with Nick. Maybe I'll drag Nick to come with me. Okay, here's the two big pieces, okay? So this, and I'm not going to say her name, okay? But I'll just say her Instagram. And I think you can find the video on Twitter if you just type in Ahegao Hentai Jacket. But anyway, this video floated around social media today or yesterday. And it was this girl, and she, like, it was like a family opening presents. And she's like, "Are you?" The video starts off and she goes, "Are you serious?" And they're like, "What? Isn't that what you wanted or whatever?" She asked her mom for like an anime jacket, and she ordered this jacket off of Amazon. But it turns out that it was an Ahegao face, like collage, like jacket instead. And it's not the black and white one that you normally see. Like, it was a fully colored, the faces are fully colored. Like, red faces, eyes up, tongues out. A couple of them have jizz in their mouths. She's like, "I can't wear this in public." She's like, "Look at this. This girl, look, this girl's got cum in her mouth." It is so bad. And all of her, like, siblings and her cousins and shit are laughing. They're like, "Oh, shit." Like, you know, there was a lot of comments on that video. Because she had uploaded it to Facebook. There was a lot of comments on that video of people saying, "Oh, she's ungrateful. She's such a bitch for being ungrateful." And she edited her original post and said, "By the way, I'm not ungrateful. I think this jacket is fire as fuck. Like, I think it's hilarious. It's just not the one I asked for, and it's going to be hard for me to wear, you know, in certain places, you know, without being inappropriate, you know, because obviously it's fully colored. You know, the black and white one a little bit you can kind of almost kind of get away with, but this one is like..." Dude, it's so funny. I sent it to Quokka and Danny last night, and they were fucking, oh my god, dude. Yeah, so it came out yesterday, yeah, because I showed it to them yesterday. And, dude, they were laughing so hard, it was fucking funny. Yeah, no, she likes the jacket. She said she edited her comments and she liked it. But it was just really funny. It was funny for her to see her reaction go like, "Shit, this wasn't the one I wanted," because there's a bunch of jizz-filled mouths everywhere on this jacket. Oh my god. You can find the video on Twitter. I'll put a link in the Discord, or I'll retweet it too with the Anime Summit Twitter. But dude, it's fucking hilarious. Anyway, here's the biggest piece of news. Okay, and this is, you know, I don't want to end it on a sad note. I want to end it more on a celebratory note if I can. But the voice actress Toshiko Fujita passes away. That news came out today. Earlier today, she was 68 years old. She is best known for the voice of Taichi Yagami in the Digimon Adventure franchise. I don't know if she did Digimon Adventure Try. I guess I could look it up real quick. But she also did Ikkyu-san, 3x3 Eyes, Cat's Eyes, Silent Mobius. She was in Zatch Bell. She was in some of the Dragon Quest games. She was Jane Royal in Space Adventure Cobra. She was Hilda in Outlaw Star. And she voiced Big Mom during the Fishman Island arc of One Piece. I don't know who that is. I've never seen One Piece. But there you go. Yeah, you know, it's always sad when a voice actress dies, especially one who's known for pretty big roles. In this case, it was Taichi, or Tai, as a lot of American audiences know them as. But she played Tai in the first two seasons. Okay, so not in Digimon Adventure Tri, but it looks like she did in the first two seasons and in Digimon Fusion, which was a fucking weird season of whatever. But anyway, there you go. She also did Japanese dubbing. Also, wow, that's crazy. She did Lady in the Japanese version of Lady and the Tramp. That's awesome for the Japanese dub. And Laurie Strode in Halloween. What? That's crazy. That's, man, that's sick. Aw, oh, man, RIP. Toshiko Fujita, this one's for you. I love you. Thanks for voicing Tai. I'm a big fan of Digimon. I love Digimon. And I'm very sad to see you go. But yeah, RIP, rest in power, rest in paradise. There you go. That's the Anime Summit news. It's kind of a slow news week because it's the holidays. And bitches be tripping. So there you go. That's my excuse for everything from nowadays. Be like, "Sam, how come this episode didn't come out on time?" Because bitches be tripping. "Sam, how come the newscast has only had you and not anyone else so far?" Because bitches be tripping. "Sam, why'd you murder that person?" Because bitches be tripping. Like, I don't know how else to explain it to you. Bitches be tripping. So, It's your girl, Sam the Bomb. Thank you for listening. It was December 28th, 2018, and I hope you listen to us next time. New episodes of the podcast every Thursday, and it comes out on YouTube every Saturday, along with a new newscast on the RSS feed every Saturday, too. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Catch it one.